Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning. This is Rashard Alexander from R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC. We're here talking today on For the Plaintiff podcast about cybersecurity, self-automated cars, and personal injury law. So I thought this would be a great topic to discuss as I was reading the article yesterday in the Wall Street Journal about the dangers of the hackable car. And it seems like it's an emerging area of law where the security of self-automated cars is intersecting. The law is intersecting at cybersecurity law and personal injury car accident law. In that article in the Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk, who's the famed CEO of the electric car company Tesla, made a speech to a Rhode Island group predicting that almost all new cars will have fully automated capability within this next decade. And so there have been a few different issues that have popped up in the past year or so, really I would say probably the last 2 years or so, where people have found out that they have exposure to cybersecurity or cyber attacks through a means of their apps or the computer system that's on board in their cars. In 2015, a company who's a forensic security engineering firm called PT&C/LWG, they released a list of the most vulnerable vehicles to hacking. And so that list included the 2014 Jeep Cherokee, the 2014 Infiniti Q35, the 2015 Cadillac Escalade, the 2014 and the 2010 Toyota Prius, and the 2014 Ford Fusion. So we can see that, you know, this cybersecurity issue is going to hit a number of different cars, no matter whether they're, you know, like a low end, just a budget friendly car, or a higher end luxury cars. And it seems as if, you know, they've been hitting the higher end cars a little bit more, because obviously these cars are going to be a little bit more advanced. They're going to have more technology in them, and they seem to be the ones kind of pushing forward as far as dealing with cybersecurity issues. The least hackable cars were the 2014 Audi A8, the 2014 Dodge Viper, the 2014 Honda Accord, and the Tesla Model S. Now, you know, I read that article in the Wall Street Journal, and it talked about a number of different things. But I also read an article the other day talking about China's government had created an encrypted messaging system that used quantum networks of light to transmit messages from one person to another. And when a hacker attempted to steal the message, it dissipates, or it didn't really say whether or not it evaporated or whatnot. I'm not a cybersecurity expert, so I don't know if the message just completely went away, or, you know, it made me question whether or not the attempted message really dissolves, or whether it simply just moves around the hacker, and whether or not this is something that maybe we're going to have to see automakers implement into the systems that they use. And another question would be, you know, whether or not, you know, government intervention will help or dissuade the growth of unhackable self-automated cars. We know that Elon Musk, for a brief period of time, was on one of the entrepreneurship boards for the Trump administration. And will that have a negative or a positive impact on how we move forward with the self-automation in vehicles? So, you know, that's a good question, whether the current political climate can, in this current political climate, can the American government and U.S. entrepreneurs such as Elon Musk, can they partner to make American cars safer? So, you know, I don't know. You know, this is something that obviously is going to be an evolving issue. And I think we're going to see, like I said before, cybersecurity and personal injury is going to intersect and is going to continue to grow in that area. I think personal injury lawyers are going to have to, just like they understand the science and the medicine of when people are injured, we're going to have to really start putting more of a focus on understanding these computer systems on the vehicles as they become more complicated. So it seems what seemed to be in the community or what seems to be a commonality in all the vehicles, that were exposed to hacking were that their connections on board were the problems that caused these issues to make them more hackable than other cars. Obviously, the cellular networks, a lot of these cars that are coming out now have embedded, you know, internet modems, internet routers, cellular networks, Bluetooth, navigation, GPS, and complicated radio systems, OnStar networks and stuff like that. And things like the Bluetooth, you know, those can be implemented on older vehicles. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out as well, because the addition of the Bluetooth onto older cars will potentially expose them to cyber attacks as well. And, you know, it's obviously going to create a wider breadth of vehicles that are open to cyber attacks. You know, the computer apps that people are using, like the Infinity system, has a app that you can use from your phone along with the car. And the introduction of USB ports into cars now are into their consoles and computer systems means now that, you know, people can use apps through their phones with their computers. And you know, malware through MP3s can potentially give you exposure to new dangers or new cybersecurity attacks as well. You know, one other concern that they talked about in the Wall Street Journal, which I think is going to be at the top of the list for everyone, is going to be the exposure of or the gathering of customer data and the usage of credit cards in for in-car purchases. So people are now able to that have these types of cars are able to make in-car purchases through their computer consoles or linking their phones through it. And they're able to buy things through their car. So this data is being collected on those computer systems. And a lot of cybersecurity experts are wondering whether or not there's a threat here that, you know, someone could steal that monetary data from the person buying something through their car. Additionally, and probably most worrisome for cybersecurity attacks is that there's a prediction by many of the cybersecurity experts that are studying this issue that what is eventually going to happen, and Elon Musk talked about this very briefly in his speech to the Rhode Island group, is that we're probably going to see some type of fleet-wide attack or fleet-wide hack in the coming years as these hackers are becoming more complicated, and they're going to figure out eventually how to extort drivers by shutting down their vehicles and not allowing people to exit the vehicle unless they make some type of payment or through some type of ransomware to the hacker. We saw this when just recently, I think one of the bigger firms here in the United States and maybe a lot of other businesses faced some type of ransomware attack where their computer systems were shut down and they weren't able to access the system until they paid some type of, maybe it was a cryptocurrency, I'm not exactly sure, or Bitcoin currency to the potential, or the, well, to the hacker. So that's going to be something to watch as this all evolves. So I guess the major question that someone listening to this podcast is really probably wondering is, what can you do to protect yourself from cyber attacks? Well, I'm not going to say there are too many things you can do, but you really have to look at your vehicle as a computer now. The same way that you would protect your personal laptop or your desktop, you need to understand that you need to update the software or the security updates and patches whenever possible on your car. So that's probably like the number one thing, is that you need to update your personal data, keep it updated at all times, because it's basically a computer. And these vehicles have way more computer equipment involved in almost every facet of the car these days and 20 years ago. So make sure that you're always updating your data, okay, or updating your security patches. The other thing you probably need to do, and this is just common sense, same way you would manage your computer passwords or whatnot for your laptop and desktop, is you need to lock and secure your car and make sure that any type of navigational or entertainment information that you have, your passwords and whatnot, are inaccessible to the public or inaccessible to anyone that you wouldn't want them to have in the first place. So just keep your accounts, your passwords, your information and stuff like that to yourself, because the more people that have exposure to those things, the more likely it is that you could face a cyber attack going forward in the future yourself. And the other thing probably is that you need to make sure that you only allow reputable auto mechanics and body shops to work on your car. If you have a new car, or if possible, you should always try to take your car to the dealership when dealing with any type of computer or electrical issue on your car, because these are the people who sell those vehicles and they're more likely to be abreast of the recent changes or the things that need to be updated with your car. So only take your car to reputable dealers. Don't take it to Joe Schmo that you never met. This is the first time you're meeting them, and now you're asking them to do some type of electrical work to your car because it may short out a system or may expose something that a hacker could eventually try to take advantage of. So I think that's it, really. This is it for today's podcast. I just briefly wanted to talk about that. I thought it was a really interesting issue and one that we should all kind of keep our eyes on. So as I said before, if you're ever involved in a car wreck, car accident or whatnot, you can go to my website, rjalexanderlaw.com, pick up the free ebook. I hate to keep plugging it, but you know, people should have access to it because it's there for them. So you can get that free book for you if you're ever involved in a car wreck. And if you ever need me, feel free to reach out. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, a small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.